In control of the coronavirus message coming from the White House, President Trump is giving the administration a pat on the back for the U.S. response to the pandemic. With the enormous weight of the pandemic hanging over the White House, sources tell CNN administration officials are questioning the accuracy of the coronavirus death toll in the U.S. and whether the number of dead is being overcounted. But that would fly in the face of testimony from top administration health expert Dr. Anthony Fauci, who said deaths are likely being undercounted, as some residents in hard-hit New York died at home and were never counted as COVID-19 fatalities.
So in direct answer to your question, I think you are correct that the number is likely higher. I don't know exactly what percent higher, but almost certainly it's higher.
The president suggested New York's number of dead was too high last month.
I see this morning where New York added 3,000 deaths because they died, and they're now saying rather than it was a heart attack, they're saying it was a heart attack caused by this.
Trump allies on Fox News have zeroed in on Fauci as an obstacle to reopening the country, blasting the doctor's cautious approach to the pandemic.
Is this the guy you want to chart the future of the country? Maybe not. This is a very serious matter, the decisions we're making right now. Tony Fauci has not been elected to anything.
Fauci, to be very blunt, is the face of this failed administrative state.
I think we've
got to question the entire premise of this.
With the chief buffoon of the professional class.
Dr. Anthony Fauci also seems to favor what the Democrats want, and that is massive restrictions with no end in sight.
With all due respect to Dr. Fauci's expertise, no one elected him to anything.
But there's one big problem for the White House. A CNN poll found a solid majority of Americans trust Fauci, not the president, when it comes to the pandemic.
Hospital preparedness.
Another public health official to watch, Dr. Rick Bright, a top vaccine expert who was removed from his post, he says, in an alleged act of retaliation.